यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य ज्येष्ठतर सतशिष्यमत अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीडी फाउंडर चार्ज डिवाइन ग्रेस लो प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री श्री राधा माधव अष्ट सखी बिंद श्रीमन महाप्रभु की श्री श्री पंचतत्व भगवान की श्री श्री नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्त बिंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल गुरु गण गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सा पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुर श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादन सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधवृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल प्रह्लाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु। टेक्स्ट नंबर 31। नते विदु सार्थ गतिं हि विष्णुम् दुराशयाये बहिरर्थ मानिन अंधा जथंधेर उपनीयमानास तेपिश तंत्र्यम उरुदाम निबध्या। नते विदु सार्थ गतिं हि विष्णुम् दुराशयाये बहिरार्थ मानिना अंधा जथंधेर उपनीयमानास तेपिश तंत्राम उरुदाम निबद्धा। नते विदु सार्थ गतिं हि विष्णुम् दुराशयाये बहिरार्थ मानिना अंधा जथंधेर उपनीयमाना तेपिश तंत्राम उरुदाम निबध्या। Ladies, na, not. Te, de. Viduhu, no. Sa arthagatim, the ultimate goal of life, for their own self-interest. He, indeed. Vishnum, Lord Vishnu and his abode. Durasaya, being ambitious to enjoy this material world. Ye, who? Bohihi, external sense objects. Arthamanina, considering as valuable. Andha, persons who are blind. Yatha, just as. Andhei, by other blind men. Upaniyamana, being led. Te, they. Api, although. Isatantriyam, to the ropes of material nature. Uru, having very strong. Damni, cords. Baddha, bound. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Please repeat. Person who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to material external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Purport. Since there must always be a difference of opinion between demons and devotees, Hiranyakashipu, when criticized by his son Prahlad Maharaj, should not have been surprised that Prahlad Maharaj differed from his way of life. Nonetheless, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry and wanted to rebuke his son for deriding his teacher or spiritual master who had been born in the Brahmana family of the great Acharya, Sukracharya. The word Sukra means semen, and Acharya refers to a teacher or guru. Hereditary gurus or spiritual masters have been accepted everywhere since time immemorial. But Prahlad Maharaj declined to accept such a seminal guru or take instruction from him. An actual guru is Strotriya, one who has heard or received perfect knowledge through parampara, the disciplic succession. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not recognize a seminal spiritual master. Such spiritual masters are not at all interested in Vishnu. Indeed, they are hopeful of material success. Bahirartha manina. The word bahi means external. Artha means interest. Manina means taking very seriously. Generally speaking, practically everyone is unaware of the spiritual world. The knowledge of the materialists is restricted within the 4 billion mile limit of this material world, which is in the dark portion of the creation. They do not know that the beyond material world is the spiritual world. Unless one is a devotee of the Lord, one cannot understand the existence of the spiritual world. Gurus, teachers, who are simply interested in this material world, are described in this verse as andha, blind. Such blind men may lead many other blind followers without true knowledge of material conditions, but they are not accepted by devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Such blind teachers, being interested in the external material world, are always bound by the strong ropes of material nature.
Mukam karati bachalam pangul langhayate girin jat kripatam mamande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya shalam.
So this verse is very famous verse, and Srila Prabhupada has quoted this verse many times in his lectures. So Prahlad Maharaj's teachings has great significance in our lives as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, he used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath temple. And when Gadadhar Pandit used to ask Mahaprabhu, which subject matter you like to hear? And Mahaprabhu used to say, I like to hear from Prahlad or Dhruva. So Dhruva Maharaj's character and Prahlad Maharaj's character is very, very important. And it has been very significantly emphasized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his personal life. So Prahlad Maharaj is talking about gurus. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning there are two kinds of guru, Sukracharya, or the Acharya of the seamen, means those who are coming in hereditary system. It's called Kul Guru, or coming in the bodily concept of life. The son of a guru becomes guru, like that. So this has been accepted, Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, by many people. But the devotees don't accept this kind of guru. Because devotees, they have higher purpose in life. Most of the people in this material world are interested in sense enjoyment. And those who are attached to sense enjoyment, for them to understand devotional service is very, very difficult. Krishna has also said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavascharja prasakta anam tayapahita chetasam vyapsayatmika buddhi samadavna vidhiyate. So those who are very much attracted to the sense enjoyment, the determination in devotional service does not take place. Resolute determination, Prabhupada has used the word. Why is that? Because devotional service means absorbs of the mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna has said, manmana bhava. The purpose of life is to remember Krishna. And Rupa Goswami has said the essential principle of devotional service is to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So remembrance of Krishna cannot take place in the mind if mind is attracted to the sense objects. Krishna has said that dhyayate visayan pangso sangaste supajayate sangha sangjayate kamo kamat krodha vijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammoha chiti vibhrama, chiti vangsat buddhi nasa, buddhi nasat pranasati. So those who are attracted, those whose minds are attracted to the sense object, they will always go down into the lower species of life. For them, it is very, very difficult to engage in devotional service. So sense enjoyment and devotional service cannot go together. But according to the teachings, the process has to begin somewhere. So Prabhupada said, there are two kinds of pure devotees. Those who are already pure in the mind, in the heart, they are pure devotees. And those who really want to be pure, but they still have the contamination in the heart, they can also be considered as pure devotees because they have a pure desire. May not be pure in the heart till now because he is a sadhaka, he is a practicing devotee, but he has a pure desire in his heart. He does not want anything other than pure devotional service. But because of the conditioning of the material life for many, many lifetimes, their heart is not pure yet. And that is the significance of the verse, Anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anabritam anukullana krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. So what is the significance of this verse? That what is our abhilas or desire is not, it's not talking about the situation of the heart. Heart may be impure. Heart may have lot of material contaminations. But what is your abhilas? What is your desire? Anna vilasita sunyam. We don't have any other desires as zero. Sunyam. No other desire. And two kinds of desire we have in this world. Desire to enjoy or desire to be liberated. Jnana karmadi anabritam. So therefore two categories of people. One category of people are attracted to the karma kanda of Vedas. Another category of people is attracted to the jnana kanda section of the Vedas. And Prabhupada said these are the two parts of the same coin. You want to enjoy? When you are frustrated in the process of enjoyment, you want to be liberated. And when you are frustrated in the process of liberation, again you come back to the process of sense enjoyment. So, bhukti mukti, siddhi kami sakali asanta, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. They are all non-peaceful in the heart, always disturbed. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta, Krishna bhakta niskam, atev santa. Why devotees are very peaceful in the heart? Because they are niskam. They don't have any other desire. So, desire for sense enjoyment has to be uprooted from the heart. But, we should not expect, as soon as we develop the desire, we will be pure devotees. But if you put off the switch of the fan will not stop instantly. It will take some time. But we have put up the switch. Means the fan will stop. In the same way, the sense gratification button of our life has to be switched off. If we don't take that choice, if we don't make that choice, it is very, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. So, our desire to enjoy this material world has to stop. Then the real process of devotional service will begin in our life. But to have that, we have to go through that process. That's why you need a guru. So spiritual master cuts the knot of our material attachment. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that the business of the guru is to cut that attachment, the knot. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, we cannot open that knot. If you try to open, the knot will become more complicated. So therefore, the system of devotional service is to cut that knot. When knot is very complicated knot, you cannot open it. So therefore, the knot of material attachment is very complicated knot. So we should not try to open it. We should try to cut it. And how we can cut that? When we hear from a bona fide spiritual master. Hearing the message of Lord is very, very powerful and is the only means to cut this knot of material attachment. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, when a pure devotee speaks, he speaks from the heart, not from the brain. Not, remembering some verses, taking some notes. That's called lecturing. So, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur said, preaching cannot be done by expert speaking. So many people can speak very expertly. Maybe that can satisfy your intellectual needs. But by that kind of talk, our heart will not change. Devotional service means transformation of the heart. So who can transform our heart? Whose heart has been transformed? A pure devotee has a pure heart. So therefore, when a pure devotee speaks, he speaks from the heart. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains that sound vibration which comes out from the heart of a pure devotee through the mouth, that sound vibration carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Because Krishna resides in the heart of the pure devotee. So that sound vibration carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. And when it enters into the ears of a sincere listener and goes to the heart, then Krishna is transferred from the heart of the speaker to the heart of that listener. And Prabhupada is explaining that is the relationship between a guru and disciple. In that way, relationship is established. And that is the only way we can receive Krishna in our heart. And Prabhupada was talking in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna appeared. So Krishna first appeared in the mind of or in the heart of Vasudev. And why Krishna appeared in the heart or mind of Vasudev? Because Vasudev was free from 6 enemies within. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy. So these 6 enemies were not there. He was free. He was in Shuddha Satta platform, Vasudev platform. He was in the pure state, pure goodness. So when our heart will be in pure goodness, that time Krishna manifests himself in that heart. So Vasudev was in that level. So therefore Krishna manifested himself in the heart of Vasudev. And from the heart of Vasudev, Krishna was transferred to the heart of Devaki. How was that? Because Devaki, by her service to her husband, satisfied Vasudev. And Krishna saw that Vasudev was so satisfied with Devaki, and because of that, Krishna was transferred from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. And that is the process. Devaki represents disciple, and Vasudev represents spiritual master. When a spiritual master is very pleased with the service of the disciple, then Krishna is transferred from the heart of that guru to the heart of that disciple. And that is the process of devotional service, and that is the relationship between a guru and disciple. But in this world, especially in Kali Yuga, people don't go to guru for getting Krishna. They want their own things in their life, and they go to a person who can fulfill those desires. And Prabhupada said, blind men go to blind guru, and they will all fall in ditch of material existence. In Kali Yuga, people are so much attached to money. Money. So money is the essence of life in Kali Yuga. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, if you have money, then you can achieve everything. Even you can buy justice in the court, Srimad Bhagavatam explains. Money is everything. So Kali Yuga people, so they are so attracted to money, because money can buy happiness, we think. But that is the greatest illusion in this world. Because external things cannot give us happiness, but we are attracted. Because Krishna has created this material world like that. People are thinking, if I get this, I will be happy. But when we get that, we don't become happy. Then we think, if I get this, I will be happy. But nothing will make us happy. Those who are staying in India, they are thinking, if I go to America, get a job in America, I will be happy. So those who are staying in America, better go to India. India is peaceful, you will be happy, right? Those who are not able to marry, they are thinking, those who are married, they are very happy. And those who are married thinking, what, my God, what I have done wrong, so I should not have got married. They are thinking, those who are not married, they are happy. Right or wrong? Those who are jobless, they are thinking, those who have job, they are happy. And those who have job, they are suffering also in their life like anything. So everybody is unhappy. But Maya has given a trick that if you get that, you will be happy. And that's the motivation, because to carry on in our life, we need to be motivated. The source of motivation is money in Kali Yuga. And by hook or crook, they want to make money. And people are very expert in that. So I was hearing a nice story to share with you, that one Gujarati, some people in India, they are very expert in making money. One category of people is Gujarati people. Don't take any offense if Gujaratis are here. So one Gujarati was traveling in a plane with Einstein. So Einstein was feeling bored, long journey, long flight. So Einstein was talking to that Gujarati man. He said, let's have some game. So I am feeling very bored. So what game? So Einstein said, I will ask one question to you. If you cannot answer me, then you have to give me 50 pounds. Okay? And he said, if you ask me a question, if I cannot answer you, I will give you 5,000 pounds. He said, no problem. Gujarati was very happy. So good deal. Start. So Gujarati man said, okay. He said, Einstein, you ask the question first. He asked, what is the distance between earth and the sun? Gujarati said, I don't know. So he took out 50 pounds and gave it to him. So he said, it's now my turn, I will ask you a question. Then he asked a question. What is that name of that animal who goes up to the mountain with three legs and comes down from the mountain with four legs? Scientific question. So Einstein was checking, searching, never heard this kind of question. So he was checking this kind of animal, he never heard. Searching, then he said, I don't know. So 5,000 pounds. So Gujarati was very happy, and he, after getting 5,000 pounds, he started to sleep. But Einstein, he wants to know. So he lost 5,000 pounds, but he wants to know, he's a scientist. Then he woke him up. Come on. You asked a question, I don't know, please answer me. He said, what is that animal? Goes up to the mountain with three legs and comes down with four legs. The Gujarati man said, I don't know. So gave 50 pounds again. So people know how to make money. So that is Kali Yuga style, because everything is very cheap. We think money is the wealth. But in Kali Yuga, and materialistic people are all poor, because they only have money. So real wealth is that wealth which cannot be bought by money. That is the wealth. Human life is meant to accumulate that wealth which cannot be bought by money. And that wealth will give us real happiness which we are hankering for. And for that we need a spiritual guru. that guru will give us the wealth. Which wealth is the eternal wealth? Krishna has said, Bhaktarang Jagatavasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhidang Sarvabhutanam Gattamang Santrimichyati. Krishna has said that I am the supreme enjoyer, Bhaktaram, because everything belongs to me. So every wealth belongs to Krishna. So what wealth belongs to the living entity then? Krishna Bhakti. Pure devotional service to the Lord is the wealth of every living entity. That is not the wealth of Lord. And that wealth is so powerful that that wealth can make a living entity greater than God. Prabhupada said that people in this world want to become God. But I am giving an education by which you can become greater than God. So therefore, we should hanker for that wealth which is eternal by nature and which make our life perfect. When we get that wealth, we have no fear to lose it. Krishna has said, if you get that wealth, you'll never lose it. It's eternal wealth of the living entity. So for that we need a spiritual guru. So Prabhupada is talking about that kind of guru who can give that wealth in our life. Srila Prabhupada is that perfect guru, because when he went to America, he went to Europe, people of America, Europe used to ask him, you have come to America, Europe for what? What you want to get from here? Papa said, I have come to America, Europe, not to get something from you. I have come here to give you something, what you have forgotten. So he was in England. The British reporter asked him, Prabhupada, Swamiji, you have come here, what for? You have come here to get something from here? Prabhupada, on the land of England, he is declaring that you British people, you stole so many things from India when you came back, but you forgot to steal very important thing. Knowledge of Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam. Knowledge of Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, you forgot to steal. So I have come here to give that to you. That is Srila Prabhupada. So, spiritual life means giving. Because when you have pure devotional service in your heart is full. Because as soon as you get pure devotional service, there is no lamentation and hankering. Material life is meant for hankering and lamentation. Therefore, we are always disturbed. Because we are hankering for something which we do not have, and we always lament whatever we have lost it. So this hankering and lamentations are the two diseases in the heart of conditioned soul. But a pure devotee of the Lord is free from this disease of hankering and lamentation. So when we can experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness, when we stop for hankering and lamentation. And that will only happen when our heart will be filled up with the wealth of pure devotional service. Till that happens, hankering and lamentation will continue. And as long as hankering and lamentations exist in our life, our journey in this material world will continue. So therefore, in order to experience the joy of Krishna consciousness, we have to stop the disease of hankering and lamentations. And that is the platform of Brahma Bhuta platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshi Bhutesu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. What is the symptom of Brahma Bhuta platform? Who does not have the disease of hankering and lamentation? And as soon as we have come to that stage, there is no question of friendship and enmity in this world. In this world, you always think somebody is my friend, somebody is my enemy. Who is my friend? Who can help me in sense gratification is my friend, and who stops my sense gratification is my enemy. But when you stop sense gratification, and when there is no hankering and lamentation, what is the question of enemy and friendship? Therefore, there is no friendship and enmity in the life of a pure devotee. He sees everyone equally because he has a spiritual vision विद्या विनय संपन्न ब्राह्मण एक व्यवस्थिनी सुनिचैव स्वपाके च पंडित समदर्शिना. दोज आर इन स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज ही सीज एवरीवन इक्वली. And when we start seeing everyone equally, then we are free from enmity and friendship of this material world. And that is the platform. That is the platform where we can take off to the spiritual world. So that foundation has to be built up. And when that foundation is built up, then it is very, very easy to progress in our spiritual life. But if that is not done, then we cannot really experience the joy of Krishna consciousness. Time is up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande. Any question? But time is up. Maybe one, two question if you have. Otherwise, we'll stop the class. Question, Mike. Today is Dadasi, timing for breaking of Akadasi fast is running out.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Louder.
So much.
Okay, no problem.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for your class. When we talk about equality, when we talk about preaching, in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada also said that we need to understand, we need to discriminate. If we want to preach, we need to someday come to the platform of Madhyamadhikari, where we can discriminate between the innocent, the demons, and the devotees. So how to combine this equal vision, at the same, like equanimity, equipoise, everything, at the same time we're actually discriminating between, even between devotees. Some devotees are like also very sincere, some devotees we can see that they're a little bit hypocrite, some devotees we would like to associate more with, some devotees are aspiring, some devotees are not. So how to combine these two visions?
It's called Lachinta Vedaved philosophy. We have to have equal vision, at the same time discrimination. Just like Satyaraj Khan asked Mahaprabhu that he was in Puri, so they are coming back to Bengal. He said, what's our duty as a grihastha when we go back to our house? So Mahaprabhu said, you should chant the holy name, Nam Seva, and you should do Vaishnav Seva, serve the Vaishnavas. Then Satyaraj Khan said, who is a Vaishnava? Then Mahaprabhu said, who chants the holy name once is a Vaishnava. The next year, same question was asked. Then Mahaprabhu said, whoever chants the holy name all the time, he is a Vaishnava. Then next year he asked the same question. Mahaprabhu asked, by seeing someone, if someone is inspired to chant the holy name, he is a Vaishnava. So who is a Vaishnava? Everyone is a Vaishnava, but there are different grades. Who chants the holy name once is a Kanishtha Adhikari Vaishnava. Whoever chants the holy name all the time is a Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava. And who inspires others to chant the holy name is a Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava. But basic principle is that everybody is a Vaishnava and everybody should be respected. Rupa Goswami said, who is a Kanishtha Adhikari should be respected from the mind. Those who are Madhyama Adhikari should be offered obeisances. Those who are Uttama Adhikari, they should be served. But principle of respect is there. So at the same time, we should have equal vision. At the same time, discrimination is also there. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes? Quick. Mike. We are not holding anyone. Those who are going for prasad, they can go.
You are talking about being detached.
Right? Being detached, yes.
So I was just remembering in Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, text 3, it says, I forgot the verse in Sanskrit, but it goes something like asat sastena dvidena chitva. That end of the third verse.
Okay.
You have to cut this roots of this tree of illusion. So what exactly does that mean? Could you just say a little more on that?
Cut the, what is it? It was not clear to me.
It says in the translation, but with determination one must cut down this strong-rooted tree with the weapon of detachment.
Yeah, you can cut this tree of material attachment by detachment. So detachment comes from knowledge. Ignorance gives us attachment, knowledge gives us detachment. So when we get spiritual knowledge, we become detached. And when we have spiritual knowledge, then essence goes away. Krishna is knowledge. Krishna is light, right? So in the same way, when knowledge means knowing Krishna. So if you know Krishna, just like when sun rises, there is no darkness. In the same way, when Krishna rises in our heart, ignorance disappears from our heart. Okay? There is a different angles. Prabhupada has analyzed in different way. This is one angle to look at it. Okay? He raised hand before you. Okay.
I just wanted to ask a question about off topic.
Off the topic?
Yeah, off the topic.
Really?
What? I'm just noticing that this month there's three Ekadasis in the month.
What?
Yeah, there's first, July 1st was the first Ekadasi. Now there's a Ekadasi on July 15th, and then there's an Ekadasi on July 31st. So in 1 month, there's three Ekadasis.
Very good month, auspicious month.
And I'm just wondering how rare that is. Does that happen often?
Or? Expert is here, Bhaktarupa Prabhu. He makes our calendar, Vaishnava calendar. Why? That in this month, in the month of July, there are three Ekadasis. So any significance of that?
Just wondering how rare it is. Does it happen
rarely
often?
Comes. Calendar month. Vaishnava month does not consider any calendar month. July, August is not so important for the Vaishnavas. Yeah, it's not a problem. According to Tithi, it happens. So. Yeah. Yes. Next question.
Hare Krishna.
Quick.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, you told that there are two kinds of pure devotees, and like the second category of pure devotee is the one his heart is contaminated, but still he has the pure desire to serve Krishna. But if the heart is contaminated, then how one can have a pure desire to serve Krishna? I'm not able to understand this.
Your desire is pure, means you want to become a pure devotee, you don't have any other desire. But your heart is not clean yet. But you want to achieve that level. You understand?
But if the heart is not clean, then...
You want to make your heart clean. It's very difficult to understand. Your heart is not clean, but you want to clean your heart. Then you are a pure devotee. But some people don't want to clean the heart. They want to enjoy life. They are not sadhakas. They are not good sadhakas, according to Rupa Goswami. If you have a pure desire, then in due course of time, your heart will be cleaned. But if you don't have the desire to clean it, then how it will be cleaned? So, journey has to begin with the desire to clean our heart. We should recognize we have a lot of desire in our heart, but we have taken up the process of devotional service to clean that. That is called pure desire. Okay? Your house is not clean, but you want to have a clean house. Very difficult to understand that. You want to clean the house so that guest can come and enjoy your house. Okay? Hare Krishna. So you land here, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.